Steve, in the end, that defeat, it felt like a real bitter blow, didn't it?
The second goal, you mean? Yeah, I mean, you know, we've been pretty good with set plays. But today, you know, the two set plays have cost us today. First one, the wide free kick. We didn't look like we got set properly. And we do them diligently to make sure that doesn't happen. Because I think set plays are a cheap goal. And we've given away, I know the second one was second phase, but we've given away some cheap goals today. And at 1-1, we made an attacking substitution, tried to take the game to them even more. I thought there was only going to be one team in it. When we got back to 1-1, you know, that was deserved in the second half. In the first half, I think we looked nervous again.
You'd set out a team clearly with the intent to get on the front foot at home. You'd got more attacking players out. They just didn't quite get going first half.
Look, this is what happens anyway. You know, we've put enough attacking players out on the pitch since I've been here to have won more games than we've won. But what happens is when their confidence is low and they're nervous on the ball, that's what you get. And it's very, very difficult. You can give that to them throughout the week and build them up and build them up and build them up. But if something goes wrong for us on a Saturday, the anxiety creeps in. And that's where they are right now.
The crowd gave the team a real lift to start the second half. The Tilton end started getting very vocal.
It was magnificent. That's what happens, though. That's what happens when they're right behind them like that. It was quiet in the first half. Second half, the tempo was up. It was good. The crowd were up again. And that does lift the players. It puts them on the front foot. Stops them thinking about making any mistakes. Stops them thinking about the small passes. At the end of the day, obviously, it's a disappointing result for us.
You brought Craig Gardner in. First start since you took over. Was that about distributing the ball a little bit more?
Well, for a start, yeah, we got to that. Obviously, that is him distributing the ball. But he hasn't been fit, if you know what I mean. So there's been a... a couple of injuries that Craig's had and picked up, and you know that last week was probably the first week that he'd been back in and doing a full session, and had been back in with the boys this week. So, you know, he's ended up playing today and done okay.
I know defeats hit you as hard as it hits the players, it hits the fans.
Yeah,
and it's bottom of the table tonight. What is your message to the Blues fans now? Give them a lift and yourself a lift as well.
Well, we're not doing anything majorly wrong on the training ground. There's no problem with this. We've no matter how many players you say, you can put an attacking team out there and the same thing happens at this moment in time. We've just got to work even harder on the training ground. That's what we've got to do. There is no other way out of the situation that was here before I came and is still here.